This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes, there comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The essentials. Serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation. And good evening and welcome to The Essentials. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Hubert Edwards, and you are here on The Essentials, The Reset. It's been a while. We have been out for a couple of weeks and we did a couple of replay. Good shows, shows from the past, and we hope that you enjoy those. Certainly, I took some time to listen, especially enjoy the one we did with the inserts from Lisa Nichols. Very inspirational, very encouraging. This evening, we want to continue our conversations, the conversations that we always have, hoping to be enlightening and uplifting, inspirational if that's possible, motivational to some. We're not getting into any of the heavy stuff that we sometimes discuss, not usually in recent times. For us, this is the last show for 2023, and we are now heading into 2024. And the question we want to explore this evening is exactly what is it that you're looking forward to in 2024? Where are you going to be? What are the things that you're going to do? Is it very clear? Have you really kind of outlined in your mind and be very determined and intentional about what 2024 is going to represent for you? So at this time of the year, many persons get into the idea of planning for the new year, making resolutions and coming up with new things that they will do. And then early into the year, maybe February, March, all of those things are gone. And so this evening, I want to kind of deal with that, but from a slightly different perspective. And the perspective is, in 2024, can we uncage our potential? Can we uncage our potential? Can we find a way or ways of releasing the full sum of exactly who we are, what we represent to the world? Can we, as many of us are doing in this season, unwrapping gifts, can we behave and operate in such a way that we unwrap the gift that we represent and present it to the world in a fulsome way, in a wholesome way, in a way which is going to not only impact change to the persons you interact with, but create fundamental change in your life, in your own existence? Can we come into a commitment with each other into an agreement with each other. That regardless of what we have been doing up to now, and especially for those of us who may have struggled, who may have not kind of seen the light in 2023, realize all of the good things that we had planned out and dreamed of and desired from 2022, maybe this is a moment where we step back and reflect and kind of start asking different questions. So for you who have done excellent and overly good, you know, it's time to refocus and see how you can either repeat that or take that to the next level. For the persons who are not there yet, the question is, how do you uncage this potential? How do you become the better version of you? When you present yourself to the world, what is it that the world is seeing? What is it that the world is hearing when you speak? As the person, the you that you seek to project on the rest of humanity, is that the same person? Is that the same entity? Is that the same experience that the rest of the world is getting? So you think you are well-rounded, you think you are well-grounded, you think you are doing all the right things. Is that the same impression that the world gets from you? Or does the world see an individual who has much more to give, far way more to go, an individual who has come up short, maybe, for your own personal reasons, whatsoever they may be? They may be personal challenges, they may be challenges from circumstances, whatsoever have caused you to be where you are. Are you that individual which have been caged in some ways? And that's what we want to talk about this evening. And certainly, if you wish to join us, the conversation lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, our text line 422-4796. If you want to join in on the conversation, are you at this place like most of us might be on this day, the 28th of December? Just 3 days from the close of the year. Are you at a place where you're sitting back, you're reflecting, you're asking yourself some questions as to how do you become a better version of yourself? And even if you're satisfied with the version that you have as of now, how can you improve it? How can you go far? How can you become better? How can you become stronger? How can you do more? How can you impact the world in a more significant way? How can you intervene in other persons' lives so that their lives become better? What is it that you can do to uncage your true potential in 2024? So this evening, we're going to have ourselves a little bit of a celebration. It's the end of the year. It must be a festive season. We'll play some music. We're going to have some talks, and we definitely invite you to join us. We want to hear from you. We want to hear the plans that you have. We want to hear the things that you're putting in motion to ensure that come 2024, you're just rolling, smoking, going full speed, doing what is necessary for you to become that individual who unleashes, work hard, focus dedicatedly to unleash the full potential that you are. You listen to The Essentials, The Reset. We're going to take ourselves a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get right into asking ourselves some question. How do you free yourself such that you can find your true self? This is The Essentials. I'm Hubert Edwards. Don't move. Come right back.
on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Next Level Solutions.
Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
To the essentials. The singer says, it's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I think in some ways that line captures some of the essence, a part of the essence of what we want to kind of explore this evening. So recently I had a conversation with a friend, and it was a wide range in conversation, and pretty much it was a me talk, person listen. And as I spoke, kind of in the light I just mentioned to you before, that I am kind of reflecting myself onto the rest of the world, you know, projecting with my thoughts through words. I'm saying the things which come to mind, describing situations, circumstances. And the individual then said to me, you sound like a caged bird. And it was a very interesting response. And I have taken some time to reflect on that. Because in the first instance, I never saw myself through that type of a lens. I saw myself as doing the things which need to be done and doing the things which are right and correct and, you know, upstanding, yeah? But the individual response was, you sound like a caged bird. And given some time and given some reflection and asking a couple more questions, the thing emerges that oftentimes we kind of arrest ourselves with duties that we impose on ourselves. So we limit the things that we can do, the things that we want to do, by saying these are the things that we have to do and the things that we must do. And the question that begs is, when you do that, are you caging your potential? And by potential, I'm speaking about just the broadest possibility of things, whether it is what you want to become, whether it's a skill you have, whether it's a gift that you can unleash on the world, whether it's in your work, whether it's a hobby, whether it's a mission you have, a purpose in your life, or whether it's just the way you want to transact your social life. You want to be more flamboyant, you want to have more happy moments, whatsoever it is that's been restricted by the rules. Let's use the word rules for want of a better term at this point in time. The rules that you have imposed on yourself, or the constraint that your circumstance have imposed on you. Whatsoever those are, they are limiting your potential. And the question, therefore, is how do you move away from this? How do you become your free self? I believe that in a very simplistic way, I ask the question, how do you become your free self? And the answer is kind of in the question itself. In order for you to become free, you have to first give yourself permission to accept the freedom. You have to give yourself permission to be your true self. What do I mean by that? We kind of move around from time to time and we impose limitations on what we do. I think sometimes persons put it in this term that, you know, don't be afraid to, don't dim your light so that other persons can be comfortable. It's kind of analogous to that, right? In whatsoever it is that we do not do it to our full potential because we're trying to stay within certain constraints. We're trying to stay within certain bright line. We're trying to stay within a narrative that we have created for ourselves, or that society has created for us, or the people around us has imposed on us. And so we work within that framework. And we do it over a long period of time that we come to the place that we don't even anymore realize that we're not free. We're being arrested by these circumstances, by these thinking. And by being arrested, we're allowing those parts of us which are, you know, yearning and crying out for expression, wanting to do more, wanting to become more, wanting to be different in a good way. We subdue in those things. And consequently, we are robbing ourselves of the freedom to be your absolutely true self. Now, that could work both ways. I'm kind of staying on the positive side. But some of us, absolutely true self, may not be all that good, right? We're open that in the process of recognizing that, that everything about us, which we may at this point in time be comfortable with, may not be totally perfect for us or good for the world or others to consume, we would also be committed in making those changes, in changing those small things, in changing those not too small things, in changing the ones that stand out very glaringly, which at the end of the day result in us being a better human being. Someone who is kind, someone who is gentle, someone who is given, an individual who persons can rely on, but also an individual who is committed to making themselves better, recognizing that in that process of doing and becoming better, you're creating value, you're creating a consolidation of things which you're able to then give to the world. It's Christmas season. It's time when we sit around the tree or wherever you sit, and we exchange gifts with others. And we do that because we either have some affection for them, because we're kind of doing it out of tradition, duty. This is what we always do. Whatsoever the reason, we exchange, we give up ourselves, we give up some of our resources. You know, the gifts usually don't come for free. Even if you sat down and made it yourself, you have to invest time and effort. So there's an investment in it from you, and you give that to the other person. The question is, are you willing, where the need is, to invest the time and effort in yourself to become free, to give yourself the permission to be free, to move away from the conventional way of thinking, to move away from the I can't do that, I shouldn't do that, I must not do that, to focus in on this is what I can do, these are the things that I should do, these are the things which make me happy, which make me glad, which at some point in time creates fulfillment. And so you take yourself out of the circumstance where you're kind of always waddling in the mud of what ought not to be and step into the mud of the possibilities, the good things, the things which uplift you at a point in time and consequently, therefore, put you in a position to project a better you on the world. So how do you go about unlocking your true potential? How do you go about this? And this conversation really isn't about, you know, you becoming a better mason or a better carpenter or a better banker or a better accountant. Those really are part and parcel of the wider conversation. It's really about how do you become a better person, all-around individual, not just focusing on hard skills, but focusing on the things which are important for daily living, for daily interaction. The things which, when you are not present, will define you more so, positively or negatively. When you're not present, persons remember that you're a kind individual or you're an obnoxious individual. When you're not present, persons may be willing to say, well, you know, that individual is, you know, reliable, or no, not that one. Yeah, don't fool with that one. But how do you get to this place? You get to this place by recognizing that, you know, life itself isn't easy, always easy to navigate. And so you have to develop an approach of resiliency to the things that you face on a daily basis. And you're going, you know, you'll face some, like if you like me, you'll go through some ups and downs, you'll hear some things which make you cringe sometimes, things which you might be upset about, but you know, you in the moment it's not the time to express yourself. But how do you develop this resilience? You do that by being intentional about it. You do that by committing to the fact that if ever there is a failure, and there are always going to be failures, if ever things do not go the way you anticipate them, when things go south, you're always going to keep trying to move it forward. Once it's sensible, because sometimes being sensible is just totally giving up that thing and moving on to something else. But if this is something that you're really committed to in life, this is a part of your life goal, your life mission. This is important to the way you see yourself as an individual. It adds value to you. It enhances your own perception of self. If those things are there and they're important, then you have to fight every single day, every single moment, every single occurrence which is adverse to those. You have to work hard to make sure you get there. You have to be very resilient. And it's important to be adaptable. Adaptability is fundamental. Fundamental. Because if most of us just cast our minds back, we remember 2 years ago, we were in the midst of COVID. And there's so many things that we had to change, we had to do differently. We had to become adaptable. Even now in this moment, I noticed during this Christmas season, a couple of persons were wearing masks. And one of my friends messaged me and said, "Hey, you know, I'm not feeling too well." I said, "You know, take care of yourself." Messaged me back and said, "Well, I tested positive for COVID." Not in this country, so let me just say that. It's some person from England. But we are still adapting to the fact that COVID is going to be with us for, seem like forever and ever. So in your own life, in our own lives, when we come up on these fundamental changes, these, you know, almost like this global pandemic, significantly disruptive, which shifts our lives in ways which there's absolutely nothing you can do about it other than adapt to figuring out how you're going to move forward. So adaptability is key. And it's not just the big things. Honestly, it's not just the big things. It's in dealing on a day-to-day basis. It may be interaction with one individual, trying to find out what makes that individual tick. What moves that person? How does that person think? What are the do's and the don'ts? Understanding the go and the no-go areas. And in each of those moments, as you learn an understanding or get a deeper understanding of what that is, you have to adapt. Because if you come to that circumstance or any of these circumstances with a level of rigidity, we all have some of that. But if we come with too much rigidity and decide, well, I am not going to change, I'm not going to make any shift in any circumstance at all, what is going to happen is you're going to find yourself bucking heads, creating challenges in the moment. And the potential which existed for maybe good relationship, great relationship, good collaboration, persons being happy in each other's presence, the opportunity to build friendship, to build partnerships for business, to do things which would become examples to others, those opportunities are gone. Simply because we just refuse to be adaptable. We refuse to change. We refuse to listen, understand, reflect, and make the shifts which are necessary to create a better circumstance. And the same is true on a holistic basis or on a more macro basis when you talk about ourselves as individuals. We have to listen to ourselves. We have to kind of understand what's going on. What are those little things which are running up and down inside my head? I need to listen to those. And then I need to try to understand what causes them, what are the triggers, what prompt that type of a thinking at this point in time. And once you develop that understanding through reflection, then you have to take action because you need now to change. Now, many persons outside of you, or well, all persons are outside of you, but persons who are not necessarily close to you on a day-to-day basis may never ever notice the process. At the end of the day, they will see the change. So you are always going through this process of learning circumstances, looking at situations, grafting things from the environment, and dealing with them in such a way that you change. And hopefully you're growing. And it's in this light, kind of in this light, where I want to frame this idea of uncaging yourself. Because once you come to the conclusion that this is a thing that you want to do, that the limitations which are the things which you believe up to now have caused you not to do them are in many ways just totally self-imposed, unnecessarily so in often, but self-imposed. Sometimes you rationalize them and other persons can maybe sit and kind of hear you out and would, you know, empathize with you. But the truth is, at some point in time, you have to step back and start to think, are these things arming or aiding me? And if they're not aiding you, you have to make the adjustments. And so once you start to do that, once you start to get to that place where you are very adaptable and now relentless, relentless is an important aspect of achieving anything in life. Nothing, well, most things just don't come easy. And so you have to develop a sense of relentlessness. What is it that you really want? Do you truly want that thing? Is this just a, you know, flash in the pan moment where you see something, it sparkles, it dazzles, and you say, I'm going to get that. You make one attempt, two attempts, and you say, oh, I can't bother with that. Or are you truly committed to achieving a particular thing? Like, are you truly committed to becoming the best professional you in your own space? Whatever space is it that you operate in? I'm not saying you're the best professional in that space. I'm saying the best professional you. Because there's always going to be somebody better than you. You, somebody's smarter, somebody's brighter, somebody's taller, stronger. Whatsoever the measure you use, there's always can be somebody else who has more, can do more. But the question is, are you in every moment, in most moment, are you always striving to be the best you possible? And that comes from being relentless at pursuing personal excellence. Being relentless at pursuing personal excellence. What does personal excellence mean? We throw around the word excellent, you know, sometimes it's a greeting. You say to a person, hey, how are you doing this morning? Excellent. I'm going down the road. Excellent. I just come back from down the road. Excellent. So our everyday use of the word sometimes diminishes its value. But excellence is just what most of us know it to be. Working to be the best that you can be, or do the best, or achieving the best results. And so we must be relentless in that personally. Oftentimes, persons who are in the workforce, adults especially, we do things within our occupation, and we do it very, very well. for our employers, for the place we earn from, and absolutely nothing wrong with that. But oftentimes we don't pay enough attention to our own personal growth, our own personal development. And so when these places are removed from us or we are removed from them, we find ourselves in a bit of a tizzy, right? Where am I? I used to be an excellent manager. Well, you don't have the place that you were a manager anymore. So what are you at this point in time? You now need to go back and focus on, hey, I can be resilient. I now need to make some changes so I've learned to be adaptable. I'm not stuck in this idea that I'm a manager, or I'm a teacher, or I'm a doctor, because I can no longer do those things. I need to find some other things to do. And you sit down and you come up with a plan and you pursue that relentlessly. And that relentless pursuit involves your personal excellence, where you try to use the theme that we're using this evening, uncage your full potential. You give yourself the permission, the freedom to be free. You decide you no longer want to be arrested by, the isms and the, philosophies of other persons and the thinking and the thoughts of other individuals. You want to be driven by you, by your thinking, by the things you want to achieve, the way you want to achieve them, the way you want to be, you want to feel fulfilled, not the way the other guy does it. And so you get to this place, which hopefully 2024 will bring to us, where you're no longer being tepid. You're no longer being scared. You're no longer tentative about what it is that you want to do. You cast yourself a very clear vision. This is where I'm going to be in 2024. And we do it all the time. It's just oftentimes we don't really follow through to the full extent. And I'm saying, kind of divorce yourself from coming up with these fanciful plans and resolutions, if you will. Those things never usually work. But make a intentional, deliberate decision that you are going to unleash your full potential, whatsoever that represents to you in the coming year. And that is a good thing, That's a good thing for all of us. If every single individual right now at this moment made that commitment and followed through, the Bahamas and the world is always going to be a better place. Because the moment we all stepped up and become our best selves, the environment that we are in, the places that we go, the things that we do automatically becomes better. The country that we're in becomes better. And so everybody benefits. So all of us have a vested interest, or should. Yeah, let me take that back. Not all of us have a vested interest in all of us being good. Some people just absolutely don't like see other people, persons, becoming their best selves. But that's an aside. The focus here is on how will you uncage that full potential. So like my friend told me, you sound like a caged bird. Well, if you're a caged bird, the first thing you need to do is to figure out how you're going to get that cage open, because what birds do, birds fly. And birds need freedom to fly. Now you can fly within the cage, right? Depending on the size, depending on the type bird you are. But depending on the space you have to move around, you can fly, but it's going to be very limited. And so you want to find a way to open that environment that you're in. Free yourself. Give yourself space. Give yourself the permission to spread your wings and go. You're going to do that by embracing change as an opportunity, not as a threat. Next year, I guarantee you, next year, as long as you're on this side of consciousness, there is something which is going to happen to you which you're not going to like. Maybe big, maybe small, don't know. But something is going to happen to you. Something is going to happen to me. Something is going to happen to somebody in a moment of disappointment. Some of us is going to be, it's going to be more drastic. But the whole point is, are you ready to embrace whatsoever change that imposes as an opportunity? Rather than see it totally as a threat. Because the moment you start to embrace the need for change as a threat, nothing gets done. You're running away. You're being afraid. When you start to think about these things as opportunities, though, then all of a sudden, you feel a little bit bolder. You feel a little bit more confident. You feel a little bit more sure-footed. In the first instance, maybe not much. But as you go day to day, as you interact, as you talk, as you do, as you try, as you succeed, as you feel a little bit and succeed again, it becomes easier. You become better. You become stronger. You become more confident at this which you're doing. So the first thing is, 2024 is a brand new year. I don't care how 2023 stack up for you. I don't care what was bad. I don't care what was difficult. I don't care if you went through Christmas without getting a gift, without anybody remembering you because things just not right. You lost your job before Christmas. You still don't have a job. Whatsoever the bad thing is, which could even get worse in 2024, promise yourself this. I am going to embrace any change which is necessary as an opportunity rather than running around and looking at things as threatening me. The world is out to get me. Things can't go my way. I'm just totally salt. Everything is always going against me. That is one option of defining and describing every single thing that happens to you. It is. But in the same breath, you can then turn that around and say, well, you know, this is happening, so how am I going to react to this, rather respond? What changes do I need to make in my own personal life? What are the things I need to do? How do I need to grow? How do I need to think differently? Do I need to read some book? Do I need to speak to some person? Do I need to mend some fences? Do I need to just be nicer, kinder? Do I need to listen some more? Do I need to not flare up so often? Do I need to manage my anger? What are the things that I need to do which puts me in a better position of embracing the opportunities as they arise? Just by flipping how you look at things. There is a saying from Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he says, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. I remember one of my friends challenging me on that. I wrote it someplace on Facebook and she challenged me. And that's fine. She's a very Christian person. And I think that kind of informed her perspective. But I took it for what I got from it. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When you change the way you look at a job loss, for example, the job loss changes. If you figure, this is the end of me, it's doom and gloom, I'm never ever going to become anything else because I've invested all of this time in this place. If you look at a relationship that has come to an end and figure, well, you know, this is the end of me, I'm not going to find love anymore, I'm not going to find friendship, I'm not going to find another business partner. Or you can say, well, look at all of the things which I've learned from these relationships. Look at all of these things that I have learned as a result of this job. Look at all of the opportunities that they gave me to go study or to do courses. I can now take these and parlay them into something else. Maybe I should not go back to being an employee. But I'm now going to try to become a business owner and an employer. The moment you look at it differently, it's the exact same thing. But the perspective changes it fundamentally. And that's all he meant. When we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. If you think about two individuals who really don't like each other, let's say they are very prejudiced against each other. You know, one black, the other blacker. And they just can't take each other because, you know, one shade is a little bit darker and don't like you. And the moment they decide, well, we are not going to look at each other in terms of color or whatsoever it is which drives their prejudice, I'm going to now start to look beyond that and see the humanity in that individual. Then all of a sudden, the good things of that person becomes obvious. Because we usually find what it is that we look for. That's important. We usually find what it is that we look for. If me and you, we're sitting in the same room, and I make up my mind that you are a horrible person, and I spend enough time with you, I'm going to find something horrible about you. And the opposite is true. So always think about how you can flip what seem in the first instance to be something challenging into an opportunity. So we change it from a threat to an opportunity. And then it's a question of how do we deal with uncertainty with confidence? Because that's part and parcel of this whole idea of flipping a threat to an opportunity. How do we take uncertainty and go at it with confidence? Well, in my experience, you just do it afraid. Do it afraid. Start afraid. There's no other way to do it. I don't care who you are. If you haven't done it yet, if you haven't gone through a particular thing, a particular experience, you're going to be afraid at some level. Now, if you're an individual who has gone through many such experiences, then coming to something new is a little bit different because you can then pull on the experiences of those other things. But if you are starting from scratch, if you don't do, you have to do it afraid. And even persons who are steeped in taking on challenges on a day-to-day basis, in the first instance, a new challenge, give them a little bit of a pause. There's going to be a little bit of a fear there, I think. But you have to do it. And you have to attack that uncertainty with confidence. And then over time, that confidence becomes manifest. You become a surer person. You become more confident. You become more knowledgeable. You realize that some of the things that you were afraid of, some of the things that you were thinking of was just kind of your imagination, making up things which are not real. So you want to do that. And then in the process, you want to tackle each obstacle which comes your way with strategy, being strategic. So here's what happened. Oftentimes let's use the term, run into trouble. So we run into trouble, something crops up, and snap, we react. No time spent thinking, no time spent meditating on the issue, no time spent reflecting on what the issues are, react. And that reaction over time becomes a learned response. Things happen, bam, light goes out. Things happen, bam, we blow up. Things happen, bam, we push back. When you get to the place where you start to understand that obstacles, things which are not going your way, are to be addressed in a strategic way, some things you're going to step over gently. Others, you're just going to knock the hell out of the way because it is strategic for you that that thing doesn't come back. The other one, you recognize that maybe I will have to pass back this way. And it's akin to, like, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. Just gently step over that one. There are going to be instances where the obstacle is an individual who you just can't take. You just don't like. You just don't want to interact with. You just don't want to have anything to do with it. But on reflection, you realize that by being kinder, nicer, more courteous, gentler to that individual, you achieve your goals at the end of the day. You pave a path so that you can better achieve what it is that you desire. You are being strategic. In business, the persons who do business with others don't really like them. And given a choice, wouldn't do business with them. But the circumstances are that it necessitates doing so. What are you going to do? You're going to be mindful of the fact that this individual is important to the success of your business. This individual may be a supplier, may be the only supplier. You don't like him, can't take his guts, but is the only supplier of the goods that you need. What are you going to do? You're going to treat him with respect. You're going to treat him good. You're going to make sure you pay on time. You're going to do all the right things. You're going to be strategic in every single aspect of your interaction with that individual. So don't allow the things which are going to happen or which may happen in 2024 to cause you to be paralyzed by fear. Don't become the deer staring in the headlight, too afraid to move, and you're just going to stand there and you're going to get hit. Don't allow that to happen. Go into 2024 with a sense of confidence, understanding that if problem pops up, you can be willing. So you're telling yourself now, right now, I'm going to be intentional about embracing whatsoever uncertainty surrounds that particular issue. I'm going to think about the opportunity rather than the threat. I'm going to analyze and try to identify the various obstacles which are involved, and I'm going to try to navigate them in as strategic a manner as is possible. As strategic as is possible. You're going to mess up now and again. Everything won't work out exactly as you envision it. But at some point in time, you're optimizing. That's the word. You're optimizing the potential for your outcome. Because if you do otherwise, you're just going to totally wreck yourself. Wreck your options. Wreck your ability to become or achieve what it is that you're seeking to do. So you're going to look at each of these obstacles and you're going to go at them in a strategic manner. And then you're going to promise yourself. You're going to promise me. I'm going to promise you. We're going to promise ourselves that we're not going to be paralyzed by the fears which we're going to come upon. We're going to jump on them. We're going to do it afraid. We're going to be scared. But we're going to go at it anyway. Because we understand, we recognize that by doing that, over time, we're going to become wiser, smarter, bolder, stronger, more capable. And these are the things which are going to cause fear to dissipate. It's just there. Not going to disappear by itself. When we are capable, when we can confront, when we can overcome, the fear will disappear. And so the first thing I ask of you, ask of me, ask of us for 2024 is that we're going to go into the year with a commitment, being intentional, that whatsoever the issues are, we're not going to allow them to paralyze us. And this should be applicable for us as individuals, for the institutions that we are a part of. And this should be kicked up the line all the way to country, at the country level. So whatsoever it is which is challenging the Bahamas, those in leadership should not be fearful. should not allow themselves to be paralyzed, but go at it in a strategic way. Whatsoever it is which are bothering the institutions that we use on a day-to-day basis, the institutions that we are part of, the leadership thereof should do the same. Whatsoever it is which is happening in our groupings, in our families, in our communities, we go about it the same way. And we replicate the same approach at an individual, personal level. That, I believe, is a good foundational step for us to take into 2024. Not saying that we're going to be fearless, because I don't like fearless people. I like persons who have some fear. Fearless people will run into trouble and get themselves dead. Some measure of fear is necessary. It moderates us. It keeps us alive. So I want us to embrace the fear, but not be paralyzed by it. You listen to The Essentials, The Reset. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we continue the conversation. If you wish to join us, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. We'd love to hear how you plan to unleash your full potential, to uncage your full potential in 2024. Don't move. Come right back.
Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
Hi, this is Shivago Lang, host of ZLive, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to... Oh!
Let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it away. When I'm walking past the mirror, don't stress through the night at a time. And my life ain't worried about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right. I ain't gonna let you kill it. See, I won't change my life.
liking what you see when you look in the mirror? Many times we all scare ourselves. You know, I take a quick peep and say, absolutely not, not that. But that's kind of what we're, you know, working towards. That we become comfortable with ourselves, the self that is reflected, the same self that the world sees. Of course, persons will have different perspective, but it's important. It's important. But what is even more important, just reflecting on that song, is what mirror are you looking in? Because there are all sorts of mirrors out there. Trick mirrors, some make you look fat, some make you look slim, some make you look short. You know, you can find any mirror you want. The truth is, you need to spend time looking in mirrors which give you a honest and true reflection of exactly who you are. And this means putting yourself in environments which are going to provide you with the truth, talking to people who are going to tell you the truth, being unafraid of persons being honest with you. Because we're all trying. We're all trying to do and become better. So we can't derail that by only trying to hear good news. We want to hear what is the truth. So how do we kind of shift this paradigm of being caged and wanting to uncage ourselves? The first thing we have to do, well, not the first thing, but the next thing that we have to do is we must take ownership for our own growth. Absolutely, unequivocally, you, I, all of us, we are responsible for our own growth. Now, persons are going to come along who are going to help us. There's no question about that. You can't do it by yourself. You're going to get help some way, somehow. Maybe not all the help you need, maybe not enough, but you're going to get help sometimes. But at the end of the day, you must take ownership of your own growth. You must become the architect of your own success. Because after all, there's absolutely no one in the world who is better capable of defining success for you. So what are the things which make you feel happy? What are the things which make you feel fulfilled? What are the things which, when you do them, you feel substantial? Or, argued alternatively, what are the things which worries your soul, creates anxiety, creates pain, creates displeasure when you're not doing them? When you see somebody else doing a particular thing which you have kind of on your soul, on your mind to do, and you feel uncomfortable. Oftentimes we say that's jealousy, but jealousy is a good thing. Used properly, it reminds you that that's something that you want. Now, don't go chase down other people's things. Don't do things which are wrong. Don't do anything which is illegal or immoral. But it reminds you that there's something in you which craves or desire either having, doing, being with, whatsoever it is. So become the architect of your success. Drive that. 2024, I think, is going to be a pivotal year for many of us in this side of the world. We're coming out of COVID. I think this will like the second clear year going forward. Some things are never, ever going to be as they were, but there's a level of normalizing which is happening. So we went down, way, way down. We're crawling up back. And so we get the impression that things are improving, 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 because it wasn't as bad, it's not as bad now as it was a couple months ago. But there's going to be a normalizing, which is going to happen. And the question, therefore, is, how are you going to feel? You need to drive your success. And you need to spend time working to transform your ambitions into tangible, achievable results. tangible, achievable. What is your ambition? You want to sing? You need to go make records. You like to bake? You like to cook? You need to go cook food, sell it to people. You're in the business of talking and doing stuff? Yeah, maybe you need to be on radio. You like to be around persons and help them to learn? You need to become a teacher. You don't have to be a formal teacher, but you need to find some way of giving expression to those ambitions. You're an individual, you're very smart, you're good with money, you know, you can take a dollar and, you know, by the end of the day, make it into 10. Get into some entrepreneurial activity. Give tangibility. Set achievable realities for your ambitions. Don't just sit back. Don't just sit back and think every day, well, you know, my ship is going to come in. No. Sometimes you have to swim out there. Sometimes your ship just absolutely not going to come to shore. And if you keep sitting on the shore and waiting for that ship to turn up, you're going to miss it. You have to swim out. And swimming out these days means you have to contemplate getting into the water, getting wet, potentially sharks. The idea is there are going to be obstacles, there are going to be risks, there are going to be threats, but your goal is to get to your ship, to get to the place where you can convert your ambitions into real life, tangible results. Not just for you, but because you are here to give yourself to the world. You are here to give your talents to the world. You have to make them better. Many persons, I think, know the Christian story, which says, the man call his servants and give them talents, which is money. Some went and invested it. Some did some other things. And one just took it and hid it. Dug a hole, put it in. Man come back and say, hey, where's the money I gave you? Say, well, you know, you'll be happy to know I just hid my one talent and here it is. It's safe. The other persons who took more risks, invested it, at the risk of losing the money, came back and said, hey, this is what I did, and I have some more. And he said, good, you did well. And the one who just hid the money that was given to him said, well, you know, you're useless. You weren't wise. You weren't smart. Take what you have and give it to the other guy who have the most. This kind of the manifestation of what happens when we refuse to unleash our potential, when we refuse to take risk. I mean, I could give you years and years of stories about not taking enough chances, not running the gauntlet far enough, but that's not what today is about. Today is a recognition that we must do the things which are necessary to become our better selves. We must do the things which are necessary to ensure our own success, and in the process to help those around us become successful, and in the process to help our communities and our institutions, and in the process help our country, our region, and our world. That's kind of what life is about, right? It's really about doing things which have this concentric effect, if I'm using the right word. It's like dropping a pebble in the water, and you have these concentric circles moving out. And so they ripple out. And so you are sitting right here in the middle doing the things that you do, being the best that you can, and you are impacting a wider number, larger number of persons that you may never ever interact with. But that's what you have to do. You have to figure out, how do I move from where I am in this moment, me being caged? That's why I was told. Then reflecting on the reasons given and thinking about the opportunity to change that. So you and I, as we think about the potentials that we have within us, whether we fully recognizing this is where talking to people is important, this is where getting a mentor is important, this is where being in organizations which focus on personal development and growth, this is where associating with persons who are going someplace is important, because you get the chance to explore yourself and to see a bit of yourself through others, you know, dig that out. But what are we going to do in this moment? What are we going to do to make sure that if you are living in a circumstance where you're a cage bird, if you're living in a circumstance or you're living in a circumstance where you're not operating at your full potential, at whatsoever it is, when you're living in a circumstance where you're not enjoying life as much as you could, you're not doing things which are as fulfilling as you would desire, that you make those changes. And you have to make those changes in a very fundamental way. You have to do that. One thing as we come to, we're nearing the end of the show, it's important to kind of have a formula. So what I'm going to try to do is to lay out a formula. It's not the formula. It's a formula. You can listen. You can take on. You can totally say, well, that don't work. Or you can figure it out for yourself. But first and foremost, step one, define what your North Star is. Define what your true North is. Let me give you an example. There's a couple who have a son and a daughter. They want one, the son to be a doctor. They want the daughter to be a lawyer. The daughter is very comfortable being that. The son don't want to be that. His true north is something absolutely, totally different. He wants to become, and I'm just making this up as I go, he wants to become an advocate for persons. He wants to be out there representing the downtrodden, people who are being taken disadvantage of, that type of a thing. He might acquiesce to his parents' desire and become a doctor, and it may help him and give him value in the long run, but at the end of the day, that's not his true north. That's not his North Star. It won't give him the same level of fulfillment as stepping out in the street and standing up for somebody else. It just don't. It won't. The daughter, on the other hand, is doing whatever she wants to do as a lawyer. She's also an helping person. She can become an advocate on their behalf. But she has a different level of fulfillment, even though the desire was kind of pushed onto her by her parents. So find what it is that you truly want to do, where you want to be, where you feel happy, where is your happy place, where is your happy moment, who are the persons, the people you are comfortable with. When you sit with them, you feel like your soul come alive, you connect with them. That's where you want to be. Those are the things that you want to be doing. That's the environment you want to be in. The job that you're doing makes you come alive. It don't have to be your full-time job. It may be something you do on the side. It may be something you do in a volunteer capacity. Whatsoever it is, find the true north for you in 2024. And then you want to ensure that you are unearthing your inner compass. Unearthing your inner compass. What does that mean? You want to ensure that you're not like a ship without sail or a ship without a rudder, more properly said. So you're not just bouncing aimlessly from, you know, one wave to the next. You're going someplace. You're not moving around rudderless. You can create intentional direction for yourself. So unearth your inner compass. Understand what your purpose in life is, or what purpose you want to take out of your life. I honestly don't believe in this idea of searching for your purpose. I believe you create some or you decide on things which you are comfortable with, which makes you happy, which drives you, which propels you forward, and you just go for it. Be that individual. Find that point. Find that compass. Create that rudder for yourself such that when you are sitting in the waves, on the waves of time, you're not just being beat around like one little dinghy. You're going someplace. You know where you're going. And you have a way, though it may be difficult, you have a way of navigating towards that point. You have a rudder. You have a compass. And you create direction. You also want to ensure that you do a couple of things. We mentioned this word before, reflect. You want to reflect, you want to eliminate. So you're going to reflect, you're going to reap, and you're going to eliminate. What do I mean by that? Reflecting on the things that you are aware of, the things that you encounter, the things that were said to you, the things that you said, the response you get, the things that you do, you did, the failure, the success, whatsoever it is, reflect on life. And then from that reflection, reap the positives. You can reap the negatives too if you want to spend time doing that. But reap the positive. Take the lessons. Take the learning. Take the things which are going to help you to propel yourself forward and eliminate those which will not help you, those which will not provide you with assistance for your future. Just don't. Just eliminate those. Because what you're trying to do is to create a more virtuous circumstance where you're now focused, so focused, laser focused on what the good things are, what the positives are, that you really don't have a whole lot of time for reflecting on the negative things. You don't want to go there. You just want to stay laser focused on what is good. So if you're going to achieve great growth in 2024, more growth in 2024, you need to embrace this level of introspection. Look within yourself. Find a window. Look within yourself. I think it was Wayne Dyer who also shared a story where a man lost his watch inside his house. But inside the house was dark, and so he decided to go look for it under the streetlight outside. And some other persons came around and saw him looking diligently and asked him, "Hey, what are you doing?" I said, "I lost my watch. Will you help me to look for it?" And they say, "Yeah, we'll help you." And so they were out there looking for it diligently under the light. And then they say, hey, we can't find anything. Where did you lose the watch?" And he said, "Well, I lost it inside, but inside is dark, so I can't see, so I come outside here to look." The point here being is, a lot of stuff which has happened to us, the things that we're losing, the things that we are not gaining, is because of stuff inside of us, but we keep looking outside. We keep coming out of the dark house and looking under the light. It's time for us to go back within, to introspect, to look at what we've been doing wrong, what we've not been doing well, the stuff that we've been doing good, the stuff that we could do better, the stuff that we are excellent at. All of that introspection sets us up for a better moment. So I've given you three of a five-point plan. Define your North Star. Unearth your inner compass so you know exactly where you're going. So the North Star is, you know, sailors, they navigate by that. You find your North Star and you know where you're going to find. So you unearth your inner compass. You need to find that purpose within you, the reason you're going, create that rudder. And then you must reflect, you must reap, and you must eliminate. Reflect on the things which are happening to you, which have happened to you, the things which are around you. Reap the goodness from all of that reflection and eliminate all that which is not good for you. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to deliver the other two because we say it's a 5-point plan. But you listen to The Essentials, The Reset on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't move. Come right back.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
Sold, paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed.
This is my
stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
And welcome back. In 2024, you can go ahead and tell everybody that I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. That you are the man, you're the man, you're the man, you're the woman, you're the woman, you're the woman. That is the type of celebratory mode we're going into 2024 with. Believe the stories that you're telling yourself. Make sure that they're good stories, not stories to hurt you or hurt anybody, but believe them. Believe your own story. Tell yourself good things. Tell yourself positive things. Tell yourself that you are going to do. You are capable of. You will make it. You must do it. Whatsoever the circumstances, you can. There's no question about it. All of us have been through things. Some big, some bigger. Some persons have humongous things. But we have all been through things that we can learn from. And the whole idea of being resilient and being relentless is we're just not going to stop until we get to that place where we're better. We just don't stop. So the next item, next step in the five-point plan is, we did say, define your North Star. You're going to unearth your inner compass. You're going to reflect, reap, and eliminate. That's number three. So now you're going to chart your action plan. This is important because it doesn't matter how much you think about great things to do, or how great you think you can become, or how much talent you have, or how much potential you have to uncage, or how far you can fly as a bird, which was caged and now is uncaged. It don't matter unless you actually flap your wings and fly. You have to go do it. It's in the doing. A lot of times we have conversations like this, and people walk away thinking, I've been vibes up and I can do. No, you can't. You have to do things, put them in action. So you have to work on your skills. You have to work on your knowledge. Do you have some knowledge gaps, some things which are holding you back? Go fix those. You have to think about your resources, what resources you have. Sometimes we have more than we know, and the reason we don't know that is because we haven't spent time reflecting on those. We have to kind of understand our mindset. The way we are inside impacts significantly the way the world looks to us, the way we react and respond to the world. So work on that mindset, you know, create that mind shift. If it's negative, move to a more positive paradigm. Physical health, you know, you're exercising. You need to lose some weight. You need to stop eating certain types of food. You need to reduce some things, whatsoever it is. Take it down a bit. Ramp up the exercise. Do some things which are going to cause you to become healthier, because a healthy body is going to fuel a more focused mind. It's as simple as that. So you want to do that. You want to look at your finances because money matters. I don't care who you are, and people like to run around and tell people that, you know, it's cool to be poor, you don't have no money, rich people have problems. I need some of those problems. Money matters because money helps you to solve problems. Not only for you, but you also help you put you in a position to solve problems for others. So surround yourself with the right people who can help you to get to that place where you understand these things. A relationship too matters. Mentorship matters. Be on the good leaders. If you're working with somebody and is a horrible leader, you might want to take the risks and jump ship now so that you have more time to go find somebody else that you can sit with. And you have to be always cognizant of your environment. But I always say this, the most important environment you will ever encounter is between your ears. That is the ultimate environment. You can live in the worst community with the worst family, have the worst friends, and be different. But as long as that environment between your brain says that this is who you are, that's exactly who you are, and that's exactly what you will do, that it says that you will do. You can't be any different from that environment, but you can be very much different, or behave or act or move differently than those in your physical environment. So you want to be mindful of that. And then finally, you want to ensure that you integrate, you account, and sustain. What does that mean? You want to integrate your plans in your daily life. Every single aspect. You're supposed to be moving in 2024 to a big plan. Everything that you do goes in this direction. So make the plans, stay accountable, and make sure that it becomes a way of life. This is you. It defines you. When you glance in the mirror, this is the person you are helping to create. And I believe that if we together can commit ourselves to do those things, we're going to be better in 2024. I implore you, sit with someone, have some conversation, deep conversation. Don't be afraid. Because if you are caged in any aspect of your life, you may not get the response that you're a caged bird like I did. But if you're caged in any aspects of your life, You want to release that. You want to unleash that. You want to be different. And so we want to wish you all the best for the rest of 2023 and great successes in 2024. From The Essentials, we always say here, it's a reset. We want you to reset your mind. We want you to reset your circumstance. We want you to reset your whole existence, if that is necessary, so that great, great, great successes can be yours. Whatsoever it is that you wish to achieve, you can achieve as long as you work at it. We always end the show by saying, do not allow your greatness to become a victim of your unwillingness to change. All that is left to say is be good, walk good, be the best you can be. One love and Ubuntu. Good night.
I was buried alive, but I'm still breathing.